Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the left fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting third, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting eighth, the catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards second. Runnels scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Yost reaches second base with a double. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yost scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Runnels moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Two outs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-1 in the game. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orovets moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orovets scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen strikes out. one out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Senators. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual is hit by the pitch. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-2 in the game. Orovets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Orovets moves to second. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Severs is walked intentionally. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Button catches it and throws to second to double up Orovets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Olsen strikes out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski juggles the ball. That's an error on Siski. Berberet moves to second. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Griggs now pitching. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost strikes out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vernon bunts in front of the plate. Berberet fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Olsen reaches second base with a double. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Berberet is hit by the pitch. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Hal Griggs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clint Courtney now catching. Connie Graub now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Siski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siski is 0-for-1 in the game. Siski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Orovitz. Siski reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost is hit by the pitch. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Orovitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.